Joined now by Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan as the Panthers fall to Boone 42-6 in week one of the high school football season. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, a tough one tonight to take. What your thoughts on, you know, just kind of, you know, the anticipation and then, you know, getting into the game and everything, you know, how the night went for you?
Yeah, it took us a bit to settle in and kind of get used to game speed. Just a lot of things going on today and this week with our new facility and the excitement, and just got to be better at focusing on playing the game and not everything going on outside of it. But yeah, they were a really good team, very physical up front, and we knew that they were going to be pretty tough up front. So yeah, that was probably one of the bigger things that I saw there. Just up front, it took us a bit to kind of settle in and chain some plays together.
You had some good things, and they were giving you a ton of gifts. I mean, they had so many penalties on a couple of your drives, but it just seemed like you'd bogged down when you got inside the 30 or 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was one thing that at halftime we talked about. We've got to capitalize on other teams' mistakes, and we got to play clean football, which I thought we did for the most part. When they're having penalties like that, we've got to get some points off of those. And unfortunately, tonight we weren't able to capitalize.
I thought a key moment in the game. You were going in. You had just got that interception from Higginbotham, 21-0, and I even said 21-7 looks a lot better than 21-0 at halftime, and just can't put it in. And then they go down and make it 28-7, 28-0. You know, the game wasn't over by then at that point, but it just felt like the momentum just had completely gone over to their side.
Yeah. The first quarter, we were trying to get caught up to game speed a little bit. We can't always replicate that in practice. And Boone last week, they had a scrimmage versus I-35, so they kind of have a little bit of a head start with us just doing our inter-squad scrimmage. But yeah, I thought in the second quarter, we started to kind of sustain some drives a little bit. Moved it down into their territory. Weren't able to capitalize, but yeah, once came out at half and they had that big play there. Our guys didn't quit and they didn't give up at all, but yeah, just frustrated.
What were some positives that you saw? I saw a couple of guys, Tayshawn Connor, do some nice things. Woolsey, you know, when he would run the ball sometimes. What were some positives that you saw from maybe some guys or maybe a series or two?
I think as a whole, our team, and this is something we preach all the time, finishing games, play until the end. And I think our guys did a nice job of that. I thought Brendan did a really good job being or having really good composure all night. There were a couple times where he had some guys in his face, and he kept coming back every play. And that kid's a competitor. He wants to be on the field, and he wants to play. So it was good to see that from him. I thought some of those sophomores really stepped up and did a nice job. Fuller did a nice job. Tay did a nice job. Grant did a nice job when he got in there. Rosson at the end, when he was in there for a few plays, did a nice job too. So it's nice to see those guys step up and get some playing time. And it's also nice that they're only sophomores and they've got two more years after this season to continue playing.
Talking to Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach on the Hy-Vee on KNIA Cavaliers. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. The touchdown, you know, the trivia question will always be, Rosta McCarty to Eli Fuller, and that was a neat moment because, you know, you had two kids who probably didn't think, okay, I might get to play a little bit, I might not, and they were our play of the night.
Yeah, it's awesome to see for those guys, and both of them, they work really, really hard, and they pretty much do everything that we ask them to, so it's nice to see them get that success, and yeah, the first touchdown here at Randy Wilson Track.
Going in, when you were doing the Panther walk and coming in, going through all that, you mentioned that maybe some distractions, but, you know, how cool was that to come in and, from what I understood, a very full home side bleachers?
Yeah, it was awesome. Would have been better if we could have finished the night differently, but, even when we were up or over on the middle school practice field when the freshman game was going on, just how many people were showing up and walking over, and then once we did our Panther walk and we popped over past the concession stand and came up Panther Drive, it was awesome to see how full our stands are, and we appreciate that. And like I've said before, our fans do a great job of coming out and supporting us, and that means a lot to us.
Talking again to Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach on KNIA Kevlar. What do you work on this week in practice when you get the guys together?
So I wrote a list down throughout the game of some different things. A big one is we've got to work more form tackling. We've got to swarm. We've got to fly to the football. So we're going to have a big emphasis on that this week. We've got to get some better angles as well. So we've already talked about some different angle drills that we'll work on. And then just our guys getting more comfortable with what we're doing. We had pretty much the same starters for 3 years, and Hud and I were just talking towards the end of that game that we've got a new center, we've got new guards, we've got a new tackle. So we've got a lot of new faces up front, and they're still sorting things out, and they're working their butts off, and we know they're giving us everything they can. But we've just got to keep working, and we've just got to keep improving, and we've got to get better.
I noticed when I was out here on Wednesday, you had them huddled up, and you were really talking to them and actually complimenting them on the film watching. That's obviously every team does that, but obviously you had made this an emphasis going into the season, and sounds like the guys are taking heed of, hey, watch what we give you because this will benefit you on Friday night.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we talk about just in general. If we want to be good and we want to be successful, or if you want to be good or successful in anything, you've got to put the extra time in, and you've got to sacrifice time where it matters. And watching film is a huge part of playing the game and understanding what's going on. And so we talked to him just about being responsible and making sure that you are watching film. And went home that night and hopped on Huddle and looked at reports. And we had almost every guy that we needed to watch in film and watched it for a good amount of time. So that's encouraging that they care enough to go home and sacrifice that time instead of hanging out with their friends or playing video games or taking a nap or whatever it is. So that's encouraging. We've just got to keep things just like that going in the right direction.
So you can monitor who's watching and who's not.
Yeah, once you get logged in, click manage team, and it brings up the whole roster, and right beside their name is how much time they've watched on.
Oh, how about that?
it's a nice little feature.
So if you go up to them and says, hey, you haven't been on. Oh, yes, I have. No, I've got the data right here to show.
yep, it's right there.
Next week, you're taking on Clark. It's a team that lost a ton of talent from last season. Don't know how they did against Atlantic, but is it maybe good to go on the road to kind of get away from, you know, home field distractions? I know you love playing here, but maybe go on the road to, you know, kind of be in your own little inner circle for a few hours next week.
Yeah, we're gonna play anywhere. I mean, our guys just love playing. So yeah, it'll be nice. And it's not that far of a trip down there, so it'll be a nice little quick bus ride. We're already looking forward to next week now. I'll get back over to the school and make sure our film is uploaded and get that out to everybody. And then we'll get our film into the league pool and wait for Clark to get theirs uploaded. And as soon as they get it to us, we'll start breaking it down. And us as a coaching staff, we'll start planning and prepping for our meeting this weekend and then get ready for practice on Monday. And I'm excited to get down there and play. But just like I told the guys at the end of the game here, we can't look ahead to next Friday. I mean, they've got to rest and recover this weekend. They've got to be smart. They got to watch film, and they've got to come back on Monday ready to roll and get after it. We're gonna ramp up our intensity this week, and we're gonna be ready to go next Friday.
Well, you know, they got to watch film, maybe watch a few college games. I think what time's kickoff for your Ducks? On Saturday?
I think it's at 6:30. I think it works about perfect where Iowa's at 11 and then Iowa State's at 2:30 and then Oregon's at 6:30. So it's a nice little Saturday along with our own football stuff too.
With all the West Coast teams now in the Big Ten, we can have Big Ten after dark on Saturdays now.
I love it.
All right, well, I won't say go Ducks because I got another team I'm rooting for, but you know, I'm sure they'll find the Big Ten to their liking. Coach, we'll see you next week, and tough loss, but you know, hopefully you can get back on it next week, and then we can talk about a good result.
Yeah, we'll get after it this week, and we'll be ready to go next Friday. Thanks, DC.
All right, that's Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach, as the Panthers fall on Friday night to Boone, 42-6. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS.